Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Press release. Monday, 11th of Rabiul Awal, 1448 AH, 24th of August, 2026 CE. Communications and meetings with the Jews are a major crime and a betrayal of the objectives of the people of Asham, whatever the justifications. Translated. The Axios website revealed that a high-level meeting was held on Sunday in Jordan, bringing together Syrian Foreign Minister Assad al-Shaybani and Roman Goffman, director of the Mossad intelligence agency of the Jewish entity, to discuss ways of containing tensions following the Jewish entity's recent airstrikes. The Jewish entity had carried out several airstrikes targeting the runways and aircraft shelters at the Abu al-Duhar military airbase in the Idlib countryside, claiming that the purpose was to prevent a Turkish military build-up. Damascus and Ankara denied this, confirming that there were no permanent Turkish military personnel or bases at the site. Al-Shaybani had stated to Reuters and Axios that Damascus was looking to resume talks to reduce tensions and reach a security agreement conditional upon the cessation of attacks and withdrawal from the territories recently occupied. Meanwhile, the security establishment of the Jewish entity insists on imposing buffer zones, disarmament, and a ban on any Turkish military presence. At this critical moment, while the Jews violate our lands by land and air, and commit massacres after massacres against our people in Gaza, we are confronted with a major crime and a resounding political downfall, namely meetings bringing together the Syrian foreign minister and the head of the Mossad under the pretext of, quote, containing escalation and security arrangements. This is a step that represents a dangerous descent into the depths of collaboration and portends further surrender of sovereignty, dignity, land and sacred places. We, in the media office of Hizb ut-Tahrir, Wilaya Syria, affirm the following facts. First, holding normalization meetings with an enemy that occupies our land and exercises its arrogance against us is a major crime that cannot be accepted or justified under any pretext whatsoever. Moreover, rushing towards negotiations following airstrikes is nothing but rewarding the criminal for his crimes. Second, proceeding along the path of successive concessions with the Jews, known for breaking their agreements, is a dangerous path with a long-standing enemy. Our situation will be no better than that of the Oslo Authority. Negotiations with this entity will neither liberate land, bring us security, nor preserve our dignity. Rather, they are a path through which dependence on the enemy is imposed and our independent will is stripped away, especially since the conditions being dictated today amount to nothing more than an unacceptable security guardianship aimed at keeping us subject to blackmail and deprived of the means of strength. Third, what was considered a crime and betrayal yesterday does not become political wisdom today, and it must not, under any circumstances or justification, be legitimized. Fundamental principles do not change with changing circumstances or justifications. Whoever believes that seeking the approval of America and its protege, the Jewish entity, and submitting to their dictates will bring security or stability is deluded and chasing a mirage. The events of today are nothing but the bitter fruits of these reckless policies. The people of Asham did not rise up in their revolution, nor did they make such immense sacrifices, only to see those who assumed authority over them submit to America's directives, communicate with the Jews, and meet with them. Rather, they rose first and foremost seeking the pleasure of their Lord, so that they may live with honor and dignity under the rule of Islam. Our duty today, all of us, is to declare our complete rejection of this grave wrongdoing and major crime, and to affirm that any security or political agreements with the Jews are invalid agreements that do not represent us and that we will not accept. We are certain that the latter part of this ummah will not be reformed except by that which reformed its earlier part, rule by Islam under the second Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate upon the method of the prophethood, restoring sovereignty to the Islamic Sharia and authority to the Ummah, and bringing an end to the era of criminals and those who submit in humiliation. Written by the Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya Syria.